Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our good friend, who Jake Volnick would call other Jake, Jake Murren, who is the full-time producer of the show, by the way. It's Jake's first voyage with us, Jake Volnick's. This is going to get quick real quick.
Nice on. Real. I mean, there's two Jakes. You can't just throw out two Quicks.
And this is going to be making the open on Monday?
Well, I'm going to be doing things that I can forget this weekend. You have a first coming up.
Yeah, see, Jake and I have learned you go last name. And it fixes everything.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I still want to be the only Nick here. And Nick Padone can just be Padone. So maybe this would be like Jake and then Volnick, that is a tough one right there.
See, I think it works better, and I know I just think my last name is not conducive to just calling me by my last name. Murren kind of works.
Or would you consider a stage name?
Elaborate.
Well, like a fair amount of people in sports talk. Like, okay, sports talk's the only one where unless you have a nickname, you don't use you actually use your name. Like, there's so many people in music that just use a different name. One of our biggest bosses has a different name. His on-air name is not the same as his actual name.
Yeah, I was told.
You could be like, you could do anything. You'd be like, Consuelo Martinez. You could do any. I'm just saying, you can go anywhere you wanted there.
I was told early on in this business that I should go by a different name because Volnick is very hard to pronounce correctly and then also spell correctly on top of it. And if I haven't done that now, I don't think we're switching to the stage name at this point.
So before we get to Jake's first here, I do have to say, Jake Murren's first here. I do have to say, when the first on-air gig I had, I shouldn't say the first on-air, the first full-time on-air gig I had was in Lansing, Michigan. I had a year there with the worst locally owned radio company you can. Not because of the people, because of the ownership group. One day I'll tell you all a little ditty about Ken McDonald and how I left that station. And it was nuclear.
Pew, pew, pew.
However,
pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. We might have to go harder than pew, 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 pew. However, I got it in my head that I was like, Nick Wilson's too common of a name. Someone's going to look me up. And so I started going by Nick Casey. And just basically, okay, that's a name that's in my family lore. I thought it'd be a nice way, nice homage. And so one day, hanging out, my dad's there, one of the bosses is there, we're all talking, they're like, how'd you land on Nick Casey? And I was like, well, I didn't want to, and all three of them, almost in unison, said, I don't think you're that important. And it took all the wind out of my sail.
My God.
And here's the thing, they were right. That is what I needed to hear. I was worried about paparazzis and stalkers at 22 years old. Need not worry. That's a stupid thing. That's a pretty self-involved take. Never have gone by another name ever again. Yep. Nope, never would. Nope, it's Nick Wilson. Find me. Now you, sir, being Jake Murren, not Jake Volnick, you've got a first coming up this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow. Less than, 24 hours, I will be golfing for my first time ever.
Oh, So have you ever gone golfing but not participated?
No.
Have you ever watched golf? Do you even know what golf is?
I do know what golf is. Okay. I have all my life hated golf. Oh. I have sworn that I will never go golfing.
Looks like you're unswearing.
Yeah, I got invited this weekend by two college buddies of mine. Haven't seen them in a while. They wanted to go golfing, and I was like, you know what? I've turned them down a couple of times. You know, it's been a busy summer, but hey, let's go. Let's commit to this one. And now I'm a little nervous going golfing for the
first
time. It's
interesting. Why is this the time? Somebody terminal cancer?
No, they just invited me.
A lot of movies happen like that. I'm never going to do that. Tim's got terminal cancer. Well, I got to go now.
No, I mean, I feel like I should go. I want to hang out with the guys, but we are going golfing, and it'll be my first time.
All right. So why are you nervous?
Because I have no idea what to expect.
You're going
to
be awful.
Oh, I know that. I'm going to be trash.
Oh, yeah, that's fine then. If you accept that, if you just go to hang out with your friends and have a couple cervezas, you're fine.
Am I allowed to quit?
No.
To see that's not a thing.
Listen, you can rage with every misfire of every club and shot you try. You can get pouty. You can get completely disconnected where you just don't care what the results are anymore. Be completely detached, but you can't quit. I've only done it once or twice, and usually it's because there were other factors involved where your boy was just too in the moment with beer. And that's applicable. You can get too drunk to golf, but now you can't do anything else to golf.
Because I've gone to two driving ranges, and I've hated my experiences both times.
Oh, see, I don't think driving ranges are great if you're trying to work on your game. I don't think it's a good approximation of what golf is. To me, golf is, and usually I prefer to golf alone because I like things that you can, I like walking in nature. I like hiking because those things can be meditative. You know, you're paying attention to your surroundings, but you're kind of letting yourself go in the moment of just letting your ego go, letting all the crap go. I think you're going to love it. Even if you're not good, if you put the emphasis on I golfed and I wasn't good, you are going to hate it. But if you put the emphasis on I hung out with my best friends, I had some drinks, right? And I just got out in nature and, you know, had some good laughs, had some good conversation, you're going to see very quickly why people get addicted to golf.
Yeah, I feel like you said, I'm not going to be very good. I'm going to be very, very bad. But I feel like I might have that one shot that I'm like, oh, man. Now I'm kind of addicted to this.
You've kind of spoken like a real golfer. Because every time I go golfing, I can have 100 bad cuts. If I had one, there's a still got it mentality. There is. You can't tell me. Do you golf much, Jake Vulnick?
I have never golfed in my life. I mean, I have golfed like twice. The last time I golfed was like in eighth grade.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How are you alive?
The same way that Jake Murren's alive. We're the same exact age.
Yeah, but he was married by the time he was 16, for God's sake. He's had a woman taking care of him since he was 16. Like, if you're just if you're just, I know you're with, you got a girlfriend here, but if you're a young single man, and I just feel like, oof, we're close to you being on a watch list here.
I just... JPL
didn't even react to the watch list.
No, I'm just going to ignore that one. Everyone always says, like, golf isn't expensive. Like, JP always says, he tells me, it's not that expensive of a sport.
No, it is expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah. I don't have a lot of money at this point in my name and life. And it's something that I've never done. I've gone to, like, Topgolf, and I swing it like a baseball bat because I played baseball my entire life. Nobody ever taught me how to swing a golf club. So
I still swing it like a baseball club. And by the way, there's actually a trendy kind of thing going around that, like, rework your golf swing as a baseball swing. Not literally, but like using some of the same mechanics and principles. My buddy Jeremy's actually trying it out. It's obnoxious because he got so bored being moderately good with one way and he goes to another. It's like, that's showing off. That said, I really think we all have to find things that you gotta like that help you distract yourself from the fact that this is life and it's hard and there's a lot of things to do. I can't wait till like 4 weeks from now. Jake has gone golfing like 3 times and he's like, hey, got any golf? He's like the Chappelle character. I can't remember the name of it anymore. I was like Clayton Bigsby. That's a different Chappelle character. And we already got somebody here who's like Clayton Bigsby. But no, I think you're going to love it. What's like your biggest concern, though?
Just looking completely lost. I'm even questioning, what do I need to bring anything? What do I bring? What do I? I don't think I own like a polo, even like a golf polo. Like if I show up in a shirt, am I just going to be exiled from golf right there and then? Yeah, it's in
you're going to be fine.
And I don't have golf clubs.
Okay, then can you borrow your buddies?
I mean, I'm going to have to, right?
Yeah. Oh, are they how much taller are they than you?
One significantly taller, the other one about the same height as me.
Okay, use his clubs.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is something that I'm still really bad at. You can ask your friends for hey, what club should I use? Don't run from that. I don't do it, and I should, because I don't golf enough to know, oh, hey, this is a great spot to use your lob. I kind of guess about it. But the reality is, my buddy Jeremy knows more than me on that. And two, I don't know how I'm swinging in today. So if they watch me, they might be able to go, hey, you're swinging a little long today. Use this one instead. I think you're in a great spot. I'm like excited for you. You got to stop being nervous. Like this is like a proud papa moment. Like between me and JP, we're going to be like, this is like the first time I came home from a date. My dad was like peppered me with 17 questions. And it was all really depressing because it was like, yeah, and a peck on the cheek. And he was like, nah, it's great. It's great. That's what you want it to be. And I was like, it's not. I want it to be other things. But, and he was like, you're 14, chill. But not truthfully, like this is going to be awesome. I think we got to embrace the awesomeness of this.
I'm excited to hang out with my buddies. I'm more concerned about golf than anything else. But I do agree that like Monday recapping this whole experience for me on Saturday is going to be an interesting one.
I got to say, I think I want to take, yeah, we talked about the barbecue list. I'd take JP and the two of you out golfing. I won't run from that.
Yeah, I wasn't on that list either.
It's okay.
No, you were assumed.
No, Jake's involved on the list.
Oh, it's Mac right. And I were assumed?
Yeah.
Well, but JP wasn't because he was number one on the list.
Because what would happen if I didn't put him on that list?
Well, you would just tell him he was assumed.
We think that's
that would be taken personally. Yeah. We all of us know that would be taken personally.
We think. I'd like to keep him as my best friend.
Shots fired there, Nick.
Not shots fired. Truth spoken by Nick. Justin Latta. You know what? 216-474-0092. What advice do you have for Jake Murren as he goes to go golfing for the first time? Mine is very simple here. Expect to be almost unplayable and understand that that's exactly where you should be. And if you learn like one thing the first day, you've won. If you have that one shot because somebody said, hey, line up behind the ball a little bit more, and you just knock one straight down the fairway for a couple hundred yards, 200 yards, take the victories. Ooh, I got another one for you. I'm like all of a sudden Dr. Phil over here. Take the victories. Expect to suck. Take the victories. 216-474-0092. Advice, rather, advice For Jake Murren on his first attempt to go golfing. Justin Latta joins us, Locked On Guardians. In 5 minutes, we'll talk some prospects. We'll also talk about the Guardians getting out of this schneid in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.